Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Boys for the rescue!
What's up? This is the Gamer Zone. This is the game show hosted by Mlindeni, the long-awaited. And you know, I bring you like the hottest topics, the goods, the pros, the cons. I mean, even the baddest things about gaming. But so far, I'm just saying that like I give positive feedback. I normally play any game as long as it's not a simulator. Maybe let's just say farming simulator, gold simulator. I don't really play those games. I don't really enjoy them. But the certain games that have been hyped up and you're like, okay, it's coming out, it's going to be released, or it has been released and you get like a lot of feedback and you're thinking it's going to be good, it's going to be amazing, and then you just play it, you're like, no, this is disappointing, this is not what I expected, this is not something that I saw coming. And especially with some feedback, I'm not saying this game is horrible, but Lords of the Fallen, it came out like a while ago, actually a long time ago, one of the games that came out first when the PS4 was released. And I didn't like it. So many people are like, it's a Souls game, it's difficult. Yeah, I play Souls games, I enjoy them, but that one is so difficult, I never got through the first boss. I didn't even explore the area, I never even leveled up. So, look, I'm just going to tell you about all the games that have been disappointing so far. You might not agree with them, you might agree with them, but let's just get into it. The first one is Ghost Runner, which came out on the PS4, and it was okay, like not the best, but then on PC, the ray tracing was amazing. But this is where the tricky part came in. There was updates, there was some patches. There was also the hope that like on PS5 and Xbox Series, that it could look better. It could just be amazing. No, it didn't become that. It just went on with better graphical improvements, but still, it lacked a lot. Imagine the fact that like on PS4, it was not the best. But on PC, it was still good. So now you can think of maybe the performance, the amount of maybe like what is put into these consoles. You're thinking maybe that's what killed it. I don't know. But I think Ghost Runner was a fast-paced game. First person, you're playing with a sword. I mean, that's amazing. Running through up, but like passing walls, you're running on buildings, you're jumping. It's like Mirror's Edge just with the sword. It's just amazing, fast-paced. But yeah, look, it had some of its downfalls, very much disappointing. The gameplay, I can say, was fun. I mean, a fast-paced game like that, good. But then in terms of performance and graphical improvements on the consoles, you'd be like, yeah, no, I would skip this one. I'd probably play something better, something different. I would say Mirror's Edge was probably even good as well, that you could go back into and play. Now, the next one is Ninja Gaiden Collection, or should I say the Master Collection. This one came out on the last gen, so the last gen would be like the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I don't think there was a need for them to remaster this one or to reboot it, because it didn't even work out. Like, this just did not work out the way that they were expecting it to. So, of course, it was a difficult game, not really as difficult as Souls games, but also difficult in the sense that, like, you could probably struggle through one boss, you would die in an area, you would die through normal enemies attacking you. I mean, it's a ninja game. You can expect, like, all these guys creeping up on you, 3 versus 1, you'd probably lose the fight. I mean, even in real life, if 3 guys were ganging up on me, I'd probably lose the fight. I'm just hoping that never ever happens, but even in this game, you just get that and you just keep dying and dying and dying. Now, many people would argue that on Xbox, there was no need because you could still play your older games on the Xbox consoles. So now, imagine that. PlayStation, yes, it's understandable. They probably did have to do the reboot or the remaster of it. And yeah, look, it was disappointing. I think the best one that came out that was amazing was Bayonetta. Bayonetta's been good. It's like Devil May Cry, the female version. That's what I see it as, actually. It's really good. Like, it's really, really amazing. I enjoyed that. But this one, Ninja Gaiden Collection, it was not that good. The next one is Biomutant. Open world, and you can customize your own character. So, of course, imagine having your critter running around the world. It is colorful, it is bright, it's good. decent shooter. The color, like I said, is what makes the game more alive. But then again, there's always the disappointing thing. You know, there's only so much you can do in these open world games that it becomes so repetitive and boring. And then you just feel like the story doesn't capture me. The story doesn't grab me. The gameplay is okay. It looks like a game that probably just should have just stayed on like PS3 and just not even make its way on PS4 or something like that, because it was not really exciting. It was not that good as you would think. You know, this game like Ratchet and Clank that you would expect to be always amazing. Those are games that you can say that was good, that was amazing, I enjoyed the storyline, and that brings you childhood memories. But obviously, this one is just like, no, it was a flop in my opinion. The other one is Far Cry 6. Yes, you're probably going to argue and say Far Cry 6 was amazing. You've played all the other Far Cries. Or you probably just jumped into Far Cry 6 and never played the other ones. I think if you just jumped into this one, or this is the second one that you've played, you're probably less disappointed than most of us. Because I've played almost every single Far Cry except for the first one and New Dawn. So I never played New Dawn and the first one. The first one came out on PC like a long, long time ago. I'm not even sure if I was born at that time, but yeah, look, I think it's an old game. I don't really play these old games because of the graphics, because I'm one of those guys that says graphics need to be amazing, they need to be on point, gameplay needs to be good. But I played Far Cry 2 on PS2, was it PS3? No, that was on PS3, yeah. Played that one, it was amazing. So it was really fun, like random stuff, and they took one of our South African languages, or maybe even two of them, and I was like, oh, this is fun, this is a good game. Far Cry 3 made it even better. 4 was a copy and paste of 3. Now you can imagine, now we're just playing a game that looks similar and feels the same way, just different characters, different names, and different roles, but then very disappointed in that one. 5 was okay. Changed a bit. I mean, you could have been offended a bit if you're a Christian, so I know that's always the thing with games, that like, you know, you try and say, okay, fine, I'm going to put a bit of religion or belief aside and just play a game for what it is so that you don't get touched or anything like that. But yeah, 5 kind of got on that, but I didn't mind it. I played it. I didn't mind. I just play these games. I'm just like, hey, look, I want to have fun. I just came from work and I've been tired and I just need something to get my mind off the stress. 6, like I said, the female protagonist was better with the voice acting. The male was not the best. But look, we had Giancarlo Esposito, who is the famous actor on Breaking Bad. I think he nailed his role. Like, he just made the game more fun, and that was very good. Having a villain like that is amazing. Unlike just having a plain person just playing as a villain, then you're just like, okay. But yeah, the biggest problem with this one is that the side quests are copied and pasted throughout like 30 hours of the game. So you're playing throughout some side quests, but they feel the same, they almost look the same, and you're just wondering like, okay, then what's memorable about this? Like, there's nothing memorable, and you're just not really enjoying it. So the main story is good, but like I said, it's another Far Cry game. Ubisoft, which is the developer, still fall for the same trap where they make this open world game massive, but still not a lot of content, still a bit of a dry thing to play. But yeah, That's the Far Cry 6 for me, which, like I said, okay, it's not really the best. The next one is Battlefield 2042. I've mentioned this one before, that, hey, look, people were going on a rant online. They've been asking for their money back. They've been getting refunds and stuff. I would say Cyberpunk did disappoint, but not on the level of Battlefield. Now, most of these shooter games, we are told that the storyline is going to be amazing. This is going to be good. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. And I would like to say, if the developers were to take this into consideration, that make a game that is Battle Royale, fine, fair enough, but give us a storyline as well. So give us the main campaign, give us the Battle Royale as just an add-on, or just as a side thing, because not everyone wants to play against other players, and most of these times, these games have so many bugs and glitches, server issues, there's so many flops that come with these games, that you become disappointed that you're buying a game right now, and it's like so expensive, and you're just playing it for the Battle Royale just to play it with other people, and then you don't even enjoy it. So imagine this one. This one had vehicles that were overpowered, and they didn't feel like it didn't feel like a fully fleshed release game. So you're just there with the vehicle. You probably know you're gonna win that because your vehicle's overpowered. You don't even need to get out of the vehicle, you don't need to jump out and snipe someone. Yes, it has those theatrics where you can snipe people from a mile away, but this one was very much disappointing. I think I'll just end it with this last one, which I enjoyed, but it seems like there's been a lot of negative feedback. This is Back 4 Blood. Now, Back 4 Blood is like the successor of Left 4 Dead, which we all know, especially on Xbox 360, there was Left 4 Dead 2, which was so amazing. You probably know that the worst enemy to fight in there was the witches. So the witch was like one of those where like she could one hit KO you. So it was fun. It was fun. But I say Back 4 Blood, for me, it was good. I enjoyed it. Like I love the game. Never finished it. But overall, it's a 4-player zombie killing game. You're just going around shooting zombies, and the shooting felt amazing. It was good. Unexpected as well, with some hordes showing up. There's some crows there as well that if you don't really do the proper job of getting around them, they would scare you as well, freak you out, and then call in the horde as well. So like imagine a horde of zombies, like a lot of them showing up. It reminded me of Days Gone, but like just with 4 people. It was amazing. And also it's like there's special infected enemies in there as well. There's giants, there's things that spit out some gooey stuff. There's some weird monsters that are there, zombies I should say. But it was okay for me. It was like really amazing because I love zombie games. I enjoy these shooter games that have that. It is a first person shooter, unfortunately. So if you don't really enjoy those, then it would be a problem. But then if you enjoy third person, then you'd probably go for different games. Like, you know, there's World War Z that you can play. But this one, I say it was good. It was alright. But some people were very much disappointed. Let's just say most of the people I've spoken to were like, ah, man, this game is not that good. Like, I didn't enjoy it. And what was frustrating with it was the difficulty spikes in levels. So sometimes you play one level, it's easy. The second level becomes so difficult that you can't even get past it. I remember the one where you had to drop bombs and it was very difficult, especially if you're playing with bots. Trust me, you don't want to play with bots. Play with friends. It's much more fun and it is better that way, actually. But yeah, that was all the games that I could say so far that have been disappointing. I'm hoping that this year is going to be a good year, you know, like all these other games that are still coming out. I'm going to give you like reviews and just give you the pros and cons about them, but they should be good. Back 4 Blood, like I said, it is better than Evolve, which came out by the same developers. That was even horrible, but yeah, Evolve was like the worst. So if you're going to compare Left 4 Dead and Back 4 Blood, come on, it's a bit unfair. But Back 4 Blood is amazing. And yeah, those were the games that were disappointing so far for me. And for others, but yeah, I sneaked in one or two that I liked. So yeah, I mean, you can also give me feedback on our socials and let's just get down on it. Let's just talk about it. But hey, be safe, enjoy, and just keep gaming.
Us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.